The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of ParaX, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Your source for everything paranormal. ParaX.
Oh! Kim, what are you doing?
Well, I'm telling Mike and Dave, it's time to get on the show.
Oh, well, the Odyssey Files starts now.
Good evening, ParaX. Now, usually it's, you know, it's 7 o'clock. You're listening to the Odyssey Files with Dave and Mike. I am Michael O'Neill. Unbeknownst to me until, like, 3 minutes ago, there was a show before us. Usually I'm the one that starts the date. So now I'm feeling a little lost. But speaking of feeling a little lost, fresh off his nosedive into some furniture this past weekend is my co-host, Mr. Dave Soiring. How you feeling today, Dave?
I love the segue of feeling lost at me face planting into an oak bookcase. That was beautiful. That was nice. I didn't see that coming.
You like that?
I did. I like that. That was good.
Well, I did warn you I was going to bring it up.
I did. Yeah. No, I'm doing much, much better. Last week at this time was not very pretty. So,
I have the photo to prove it.
Yeah. It was not pretty. So, but doing better. The headaches are dissipating. The concussion's dissipating. The stitches are coming out tomorrow. So yeah, we're getting back to the living.
Good. Good. So last week, was technically our 1 year anniversary. We debuted, March 27th of 2017. And Dave felt really bad about missing the 1 year anniversary. However, as I pointed out to him a few minutes ago, the original inaugural broadcast was such a cluster F, because the server kept booting us off. So you'd hear us for about 3 minutes, then there would be silence until I realized what was going on, and then we'd be back on for 3 or 4 minutes, and then we'd be booted off again. So we redid the inaugural broadcast the next week, which would be this week. So to good shows, to the start of a full show without being booted from the server, this is our 1 year anniversary.
1 year anniversary.
So, you know, I wish I would have thought of it, and I didn't. I should have found a clip of like a New Year's Eve type thing, you know, but I didn't.
Yeah. I bought us a cake, so.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
No, I made some really decadent chocolate brownies yesterday, though, in her honor.
Oh, well, thank you for not sharing those.
I'll make another batch, so we'll take them next weekend.
So then they weren't for us. They were for you.
Well, no. I made them for the girls for Easter Sunday. But I will. They were really
all right.
I'll make another batch and bring them next weekend. So
it's all right, because with the transition property, maybe, my grandma also made brownies for Easter.
Oh.
So we both got brownies.
Nice.
So I'll take that as a win.
I'll take that.
That counts.
I like your grandma even more. I like your grandma already. I like her even more that she made brownies too. So,
oh, she made more than that. It was delicious.
Yeah.
So we're going to get right into it because we have a lot that, we want to cover. So we decided this week, that we would kind of do a best of that we would go back on the past year and play clips of maybe a certain part of an interview that we really, really liked. Or in my case, we each picked our own. And then I clipped them from the show. So mine are more of the funny and the like cringeworthy, and Dave's are more of the serious ones. So we're going to, and then we're going to kind of tell like the stories behind it and how they came about, and if they need a story, maybe some context. So, and then at the very, very end of the show, hopefully we'll fit them all in. We're going to have our promos, which I think are a huge part of our show and why we're kind of a unique show, I think. And even, I even clipped a little bit of a behind the scenes of how the first one came about with Miss Saint. In fact, that's where we're going to begin. Our very first guest on this show, I think it was like week four, something like that.
Yep, right in there. Yep.
Yeah, because it was April 10th of last year. So it would have been week three or week two, depending on how you want to justify how our show was. So Elizabeth Saint, fresh off her season one of Ghosts of Shepherdstown. Ghosts of Shepherdstown season two wasn't even announced yet. We tried to get her to tell us that was coming because we all knew it. So at that point in time, even though her and I were communicating via Twitter and whatnot, and she had agreed to be on the show, I was trying to get her to follow me on Twitter. Trying. Like, I just hope that every time that thing ran, it would say, Elizabeth Saint followed you. I'm like, so in my not so subtle way, as the people that know me know that I do every once in a while, I gave my first introduction to our guest. So I'm going to play that for you, and you'll see her reaction, which was a little surprised. We'll play that for you. Absolutely. She is the brilliant, the inventive, the woman who still will not follow me on Twitter, no matter how many times I ask. And she is the star of Ghosts of Shepherdstown, Miss Elizabeth Saint. How are you, Elizabeth?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. So she did not know that was coming. Like in any way, shape, or form. But I don't know. I stopped doing that. So, and for the record, she still hasn't followed me on Twitter. So I can't imagine why, but it's all right. I'll get it one of these days. I'll come on here and be like, great news, everybody. I got followed by Elizabeth Saint. So
Elizabeth, if you're listening, Elizabeth, follow Mike. So he doesn't have to keep like wishing all the time. Just satiate the need, take care of the boy. You know, we're not taking that in lieu of payment of getting to promo and check out one of your pieces of technology, though. We did see some really cool pieces of technology. So we're waiting on that still, but.
Yeah, saying. But you're not, you know, yeah.
Just saying.
You're not regretted, or not regretted. Regretted? Jeez, what is wrong with me? So, I mean, besides the obvious.
It's Monday.
So, it is Monday, and it was a long Monday. So, we're going to move around because we really have some stuff to do here. So, this is my cringeworthy one. This is an episode that Dave and I have both agreed, and I think everybody that I've talked to who has been a part of the show will agree, I'm going to need therapy to get over this show. It still angers me. I'm still upset. And unbeknownst to me until I was kind of updating the server this past weekend, is it's been playing on repeat or on reruns for, I don't know, last like 3 months. So and it is the Paranormal Feud episode. Great idea and concept. Awful, awful in execution, mostly on my part. So the whole premise of that show was we polled a whole bunch of people, asked 5 questions like Family Feud, and then had two competing teams, my Dubuque team, and then we had Jerry and Steph from Sim and The Calling and The Gathering here on Para X, and then some members of Cat Paranormal were with them. And it was chaos. It was sheer chaos. And everybody was talking. Even Kim's husband was yelling from the other room, even though he wasn't even supposed to be there. People were eating dinner while the show was going on. My team, which I know I'm going to get flack from Jim for saying this, but my team was sat so far away from each other in the office in our conference room, I could see like Allie's arm. And I'm like watching them do this. And yeah, so that then started out really well for me. And it just got worse from there. But the part that I clipped here was after I had asked the question about what was an alternative source of paranormal research. And so the clip is going to start after the answers to that question in the face-off, however you want to call it. And basically what had happened was as I was putting the answers on this big board that was behind me, I ran out of painter's tape, which just flew right off the thing, and had to use real masking tape. Well, the first time I tried to pull off the answer with the masking tape, the whole board went with it. And you are going to hear a loud crash. You're going to hear everybody laughing at me.
I don't know how
that didn't help.
I don't know how the F-bomb didn't come flying out like 40 times in a row. Honest to God. I mean, I you held it together so well for how
I know,
you were
I know.
Burning inside. And I know you were, man. I could see it on your face. I was like, his head's going to explode. It's literally going to be like scanners. Boom! It's just going.
I was close.
Yeah.
Like, there hasn't ever been a time on this show where I have wanted to yell. Where I have been like, you beep, 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 and a baseball bat.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And I still don't find it funny. I don't. I hate it. Hate that show with a passion. We are going to do it again, and this time it's going to be awesome. But, yeah, so I'll play that for everybody, and you all can laugh at me, too.
Another type.
Hold on. One quick second. Jim, did you just give her an answer?
No. He said another type.
Okay.
I didn't give her an answer.
All right. I just saw your lips kind of move, and then she hit her button, so I was just making sure.
I was helping her clarify.
Another type other than ghosts. So.
Yes.
Bigfoot? Yes.
Is... Hold on. I want to do this. Yeah, there we go. It actually falls into cryptozoology. Anything cryptid falls under that category. Number one with 25. So that was actually pretty huge. So you guys want a player try to steal? Player pass.
We're going to pass.
You're going to pass. Okay. So we're at you, Kim.
UFO.
UFO. With 18, number two.
Oh.
Dorothy, you're up.
All right, Dorothy. Don't be looking on Google.
I have no phone.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Kim, you can't tell her the answer.
Yep, she's not.
She again?
All right, 3 seconds. And we're back to Jerry.
All right, Mothman.
Well... Dave, would that fall under?
I thought it was Carrie next.
No, it goes team to team.
Carrie was at the podium, so it goes back to Jerry.
Right. Okay. It goes, yeah, because you guys are broken up, so it's a team of five, so we got to rotate between teams.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
No, I just...
Jerry, regretfully, Mothman would fall under cryptozoology, according to the rules that Mike established, so...
Okay.
I was asking you if it did. I didn't establish that.
I have to disagree with that.
Yeah, he's not really a
cryptozoologist. I do, too.
Okay, so. Well, I have... Okay, well, then I have to go... This is not an answer anyway, so sorry, buddy.
Okay. All right, Steph, you are up. Team Dubuque, you ready to steal?
Yeah.
Got two strikes, right?
Yep.
Come on, Steph, no pressure.
No pressure.
Come on, Steph.
Three more answers still left on the board.
The Slender Man, or that man that they were out in the desert looking for, Skin Man, Skinhead.
You can't give two answers, Steph. You know how to play Family Feud.
Slender Man.
Slender Man?
Yeah.
Strike three.
Dubuque team.
Hey, you want to botch Mike and give us an answer again?
Nope.
No. We'll get it on our own.
Hey, Mike, that's what I'm at number four, just like oh, I can't even believe I accidentally pulled number four off.
Just keep sticking in the knife, Dave. Just keep sticking in the knife.
All right. So here, ready? And I'm going to repeat it for you guys, okay? So excluding ghosts.
Yep.
Nothing to do with spirits.
Yep. No ghosts?
No ghosts at all. Name another form of paranormal research. There's a huge one out there nobody's thinking of.
Uh-huh.
You can't steal yet.
Really? They can't steal at all. It's Dubuque's team.
Well, no, I know, but Dubuque has to answer.
I know. Pretty soon here.
You guys pass, so go ahead and put your heads together, Jim.
We're doing it right now.
Okay.
Well, you guys don't get like 10 minutes to figure it out.
You got 5 seconds. You got 5 seconds. So five.
We'll say angels.
Four. Three.
Angels.
Two. Yep. One.
Well, they already answered, Dave.
Yeah, we answered, Dave. Thanks.
Well, sorry, you have to wait till I'm done.
that goes to me.
No, me and you, not you.
Well, I have the buzzer, and they still got it wrong.
All right, it is wrong answer. That is correct.
So that goes to Jerry and Steph and Kim.
Yes.
All right. So the remaining answers are number three.
Okay. ESP.
Woo! And the whole entire board comes crashing down.
Yeah, that's all right. Just a simple miscalculation. That's all. See, that's why I didn't want to use scotch tape, masking tape, astral projection.
Oh yeah.
Astral projection.
And parapsychology.
ESPN was the easy one. I can't figure you guys get ESP.
ESPN?
You guys said ESPN.
ESPN all the time is a joke. But ESP, you know, I figured you guys would get that one.
Ugh, that was such an awful show.
You know what, though? You know what I realized about listening to that? And it's the first time I've listened to the replay of that. I really, really enjoyed going...
You think so? That
was the best part of the whole show for me, I think.
You know, the thing was that I didn't realize it until listening to the repeat, because it was annoying the crap out of me that you kept on being like when I had, especially even when I had played the sounds.
Yeah,
it didn't occur to me until the repeat or playing it. You couldn't hear the fact that I was playing the sound clips.
Correct.
And just another thing that was wrong.
Well, that's our whole Skype thing, like we talk about all the time, you know, is that because of the Skype program, we can't share. So even though you're making the buzzer go off, I don't hear it. And so I'm like, well, I don't know. Is he pushing the buzzer? He's all frustrated about the board. So he might not be pushing the buzzer. So I gotta be the human buzzer, because he's not waving me off. So I gotta do the human buzzer thing. So
that's because in my list of complaints during that show, that was like number 9 or something like that.
Right. Right. Yeah. It barely broke the top 10. Yeah.
So those are my first two clips from the past year that really stick with me.
Which are fun. They're fun.
Yeah, I will admit I was laughing my behind off while the clip was playing.
Right. Right. And so now
we're only because
go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I was gonna say but only because it was like listening to it happened to somebody else.
Well, there you go. Right. Right. It's the disassociation theory.
Yes.
Right.
I have completely disassociated myself with that show.
Right. Which is perfectly fine.
So that show was brought to you by The Calling and Jerry Ayers.
Yep.
Every Wednesday night. That I just stole that clip from his archive.
There you go.
That was his show.
Perfect.
Not to be at all attributing to the Odyssey Files, which you are currently listening to. So, Dave, tell us about your first choice.
All right. So, turning a little bit more serious note here. So, and Mike and I talked about this, so I'm just going to say this just so everybody knows. I mean, we had so many good guests over the first year. We were so blessed to have so many really good people. And even when we didn't have a guest, when Mike and I got on a good topic, like we really had some great conversations about like things, and we did some good research, you know. And there were a couple shows that were horrible, you know, and we laugh about those just because it's a learning process. But my first clip is going to be from Chris Fleming. I personally absolutely love the Spirit Box. I love the concept of the tool. I love using it. I've had some phenomenal results. I've been able to share things with clients that I think are amazing pieces of evidence based on using a Spirit Box. And I learned some things from Chris that we are going to share with you again. We start off basically where we talk, you know, we talk about the fact that he introduced the Spirit Box or co-built the first Spirit Box. And then he goes and talks about how entities that come through, which he refers to as imps, are kind of dark and demonic type of entities that like to pretend that they're children. And I'm a big proponent of the fact that kids are not trapped in spaces. I don't believe the children are there. I think that anytime there's a child who you are communicating with at a location, I think that for the most part that is something trying to deceive you. And so Chris talks about that. And then it goes on to, you know, he wraps it up. So we'll just play the clip and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. But it's a great clip, and it has a ton of great information.
Absolutely. All right. We'll be back right after this.
The SB7 Spirit Box, one of my favorite pieces of equipment when used in the right fashion. And I consider myself to use it in the right fashion. And I've gotten some phenomenal interaction and responses using it. Right. And you were the man who co-developed it, correct?
Yeah, with Gary. Just a quick 30-second thing on that is that we're at a convention, I think it was 2008, and first I got to meet Gary, and he thanked me for what I did on Ghost Hunters with the K2 meter, and he went and created the Mel meter so he could talk to his daughter, Mel, and some of the other, Bill Chappell and all this. We had these great conversations. Right. And I had got to know Frank Sumption and some of the stuff he was doing, and I said, God, I want to see something like that. And then Bill had created the first Hack Shack box, and I was using one of those. And I said, you know what, I want to devise something like this, but it's missing some features. And Gary says, well, you know what, I'm starting to engineer something like that. So we decided, well, let's work together. I'm not going to work against you. You don't work against me. Let's do it together. So we created demos, sent me some of the demos, and I tested them. I said, well, add this to it, add that to it, or cut back on this, do this, do that. So we did that for about a year. And then Zach asked me to come on Ghost Adventures, And he says, you know, what are you going to bring? I said, well, Gary and I are working. Oh, it sounds great. Working on this new device. And we're racing against the clock because we were on the whatever demo model it was. And I said, Gary, we got to perfect this. So we had it done about a month before the episode. And I think when I went on the show, it was only like maybe the fifth, sixth time I had used it. And it was incredible. I mean, even the walkthrough, we did a walkthrough the day before in Ghost Adventures where we just have to go to mark our marks because it's a live show. So you need to know you're going to be here for an hour. You need to go here. So you come up here and you talk to, and I forgot his name. Oh my God, the guy from X-Files. And he says, okay, Chris, I'm going to interview you here for like about 2 minutes. Then you go inside here. Then you meet the guys. And that was the first time I met Zach. And I'm like, hey guys, how are you? You know, he said, okay, Chris, we're going to be here for an hour. So we just investigate here for an hour. You just do your stuff. And then after the hour, we're going to send you out, and then we move on to the next location. Okay, fine. So we had to do that whole walkthrough so the whole production knew what we were going to do the next night. Well, they said while we're doing the walkthrough, hey, why don't you just turn the spirit box on? So just before I turn it on, I see this spirit peek around the corner, and they all look at me because they see I look at somebody. I said, oh, my God, there's this tall figure, this male that just went behind the corner. And he says, what is he saying? And they said, well, turn on the spirit. So I turn the spirit box, and as I walk towards him saying, hey, don't run away, come here, you hear this male voice go, don't. Get away. And they're like, what the hell? And we hear it come from the spirit box. And I'm like, no, it's okay. And Zach's like, oh my God, spirits, don't say anything else. Zach says, will you talk to us tomorrow night when we go live? And you hear these spirits say, yes. And he says, okay, thank you. And then Nick's like, oh my God, that was incredible. I go, well, just wait. We're doing this tomorrow. So I was like, oh, thank God they're speaking. Thank God. You know? And then, you know, everybody knows what they saw live, you know. And the funniest thing was is that Zach was getting off so much on how they were responding. He, like, took over, and I just went to the side and let him talk to them. And they said, do you want to talk to Aaron? And a voice goes, never. And because the joke is they always picked on Aaron.
Yeah.
And the spirit was catching on to that and said, never. So then, you know, I give this little fist pump to Aaron because this was success. We were establishing ITC communication through DRV, direct radio voice phenomenon. And we were doing it live. And the first time this has been used in a public setting was on live TV. You can't fake that shit. So sorry, I didn't mean to say shit, but
that's okay.
Anyway. It's
Dave does it all the time.
Well, when you're on a roll and you're excited, sometimes it just flies out, man. You know,
it was a groundbreaking moment, and it was an exciting one. And then, you know, everybody knows from there, it you know, people all over the world have used it, and other people created other radios and devices and stuff. And that's great. The whole point is that is introduce something that works and then get other people to take it further or perfect it or use it and create other devices. That's the thing. We have to constantly be creating and making something better and better.
I agree, and I love the SB7. I am so glad that you guys, you know, took it. Whatever happened in your life at that moment, that you two came together to create the SB7.
Right.
I'm really thankful it did because it's a phenomenal piece of advice.
You know, the best thing about that is that 2 months later, and my father died July of that year, and that was October. We did that October 31st. 2 months later, my father came through on the device. With a message that he always gave me when he was alive. And ever since then, he's come through, I've lost count how many times, when I've been in front of college students, when I've done my investigations, other people have heard it. We just filmed in the UK last year. A director heard him come through. Oh, my God, I heard him. He said, I love you. I heard it. So it allowed me to also communicate with my father on the other side. So it was like it needed to be done.
Right. That's what I love about it. I love the humanity part of that. You know, not the thrill-seeking side. I mean, right. When we first started using it and we first, like, tangibly had it in our hands, it was, like, probably the first time that you guys did it live. Oh, my God, it's working. Oh, my God. Who cares what anybody's saying? Right. You know, it's just the fact that it's working. This is phenomenal, you know?
Yeah.
And since then, it's become the go-to device of we're not looking for that thrill ride anymore. We're just looking – establish some intelligent communication and let us know if there's something you need, if there's something we can do for you. You know, are you here because you want to be here? Are you here because you're forced to be there at a certain location? Is there something we can do? You know, and we've gotten some amazing results. Amazing.
Oh, I believe you. I completely understand.
Yeah. So I'm well. In case you can't tell, I'm excited about it. So
no, it's great, and I know that I've been talking to Gary. He's devising something else to take out some of the noise and everything else, and I'm going to be testing that soon. That's going to it's a component that you're going to add to the spirit box that's going to take it to another level. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I've been in talks with this other physics engineer that really doesn't know anything about this field, but he's created – I don't want to say what he's done because it might pinpoint him and he wants to remain secret in that. But he's developed high technology in a certain complex of our government. That's all I'm going to say. And he's retiring and he's made enough money to for 10 lifetimes that he wants to contribute something. So a friend of mine's putting us together, and I'm praying and hoping that he gives me a grant and assists me in taking this to another level, because I believe it can go to another level. I just don't have the engineering background nor the funds to do that. So I'm hoping that we can collaborate and create something that is can be widely used to help people that have lost loved ones, as well as to understand more about consciousness.
All right. So I got to follow up this question, and then Mike, you can jump in for the last minute. So
works for me.
I hear this question a lot, this concern a lot with the SB7, and as does Mike.
Yeah.
Do you think that using the device to communicate with the spirits allows I don't want to say attachment, but does it allow?
I already know.
Okay, so does it allow like something negative to come in? You know, and people have used the idea that it's like a Ouija board, and I totally don't believe that. I don't see. I'm not a big fan of Ouija boards, and if you knew me, you would know that.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that the SB7? I mean, do you think that it's? I love it, but there's a lot of people that don't like it because they think that it creates a potential attachment, or you're going into a realm that you're not supposed to be in.
Let me answer your question.
Yeah.
Like any other form of spirit communication, whether it's channeling, meditation, Ouija board, EVP, make contact with me, spirit, anything else.
Right.
You're going to have an opportunity where an entity can attach itself to you. You are going to have an opportunity where if you give it grant permission, the entity can enter your home. So there has to be care with the SB7 as well as with any other spirit communication, whatever that is, whether there's a device or tool used or not, just your own consciousness. You have to protect yourself because there are various entities in between this dimension and the next that can get permission through your free will of consciousness. Opens up a doorway for them to come through. You have to be careful of that. The other thing, which the series that I did in the UK, me and the other co-host made imperative to discuss the dangers of these things that we're seeing, is that a lot of these entities can pretend to be who they say they are, mostly children. A lot of them will pretend to be children. So even if you're a children's voice, oh my God, we're talking to the voice, and there's stories of a boy being there, you need to drill the hell out of that spirit with questions to make sure it truly is a child, because there are so many of these demonic creatures I call imps that they're the lowest the hierarchy, these pests, will pretend to be children. They're granted that permission by the Lord demons, these other higher entities, to take over the persona of these certain spirits to gain access not only to the person's consciousness and their life force, but also to gain access to their home or to attach to them. So if someone feels they open up to a child, oh my God, I feel so, come here, I love you. You know, and it can get attached to you. I have seen this happen to certain individuals, and I won't mention their names.
No, we have to. I've been
oppressed because I hadn't protected myself, and I'm so open to it. And I go, oh, whatever, I'll deal with it later. Where I've taken it home, and I've got something attached to me.
Yeah.
So it even happens to me. I have to be careful. So when you have to be careful with this, there is no one that is. I used to think I was invulnerable. You know, I was protected. I don't have to worry. Nope. You have to constantly protect yourself and constantly cleanse yourself. So you have to establish, I do not want to talk to any negative entities of lower vibration. I want to talk to holy spirits, enlightened spirits that either believe in Jesus, that believe in the light, that believe in love. And you go into all these other things. And it doesn't have to be all new agey. But you have to establish that protocol. Because what happens then is your consciousness is creating restrictions. Because it's like if you just dial all these phone numbers on your cell phone, that's what you're going to get. Whoever picks up, right? But if you say, I'm going to specifically dial this person, focus just on this person, then you're going to start to get that person or those types of spirits.
Okay.
Perfect. Ah. I hope everybody feels more informed. It's funny because I actually, usually when I do the show, I'm the producer as well. So when we do these interviews and whatnot, I'm warning you about what time it is and what people are saying in the chat room and making sure everything is working properly and the producer's thing. And I miss some things here and there that going and listening to it again then allows me the it's almost like sitting in the passenger seat of a car. You know, you may have taken the road, you know, 4,000 times, but sitting in the passenger seat, finally, you actually get to look around.
Right.
So I really enjoy what Chris had to say. I know that it's very, very relevant to the stuff that you and I do during investigations and what I'm trying to convey to the Dubuque team. Very, very good stuff from Chris. So we're going to take our break now. I don't want to. I want to continue moving on, but, you know, have to do our stuff. So we'll be back in a couple minutes with more of the best of the last year of the Odyssey Files. See you in a bit.
Oh, hey, Heidi, what are you listening to? Heidi. Oh, hey, Steph.
Hey.
What has your attention? Oh, I'm listening to Para X, the calling radio show. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't. What's it all about?
Well, it's hosted by three guys, Jerry, Alan, and Will, and they talk about paranormal investigations, UFOs, cryptozoology, psychic phenomenon, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, well, it's kind of like The Gathering, but on Wednesday, right?
Yep, you got it.
The Calling.
The Calling. The Calling. The Calling.
The Calling.
The Calling Radio Show every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time only on
everybody here can easily understand.
Your source for everything paranormal. Para X.
Hey there. I don't know if you've heard, but there's a great new radio show on Para X. Two hosts, 1 hour, and too much fun. Stephanie and Heidi not only talk about the latest goings-on in the supernatural worlds, they live it. They want to hear from you. They want to help you understand and guide you. And they want you to tune in. So, grab a friend or come alone to gather around that metaphysical table with Heidi and Stephanie. If you're interested in the worlds of the unseen, tune in to The Gathering Radio Show, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on Para X Radio.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para X.
And we're back. Wow, that was actually really... Wow, I should do that more often.
No. That was kind of strange. No.
What?
No.
I actually thought that I was in tune there for a second.
No. I'm not feeling the love. I know I've still got a concussion, but no.
See, yeah, so I can't take what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You still have a concussion. I can't take you seriously. So.
All right. So we're going to kind of stick with the seriousness of it, of our show, for another one of Dave's choices for stuff that really stuck with him for this past year.
Yep. So Chad Lindbergh, it was great to have him on. Just a great guest. You know, he had so many good things to say, and I really wasn't sure where that episode was going to go. But it really was good. I you know, Chad, if you hear this, buddy, I really appreciate you being on the show. And I even more appreciate the fact that you are giving Mike and I the exclusive episode, which is going to be a phenomenal episode, when you have your first full body entity communication. Mike and I get the scoop on it. You already said it. Lindsay heard it. We're in. So I really love the fact that we got that down the road. So the reason that I picked this clip is because he brought up the topic of spirit attachment. And I think that that is extremely important in what is happening right now and people going out and checking out locations and stuff. And he has a great comment, the way he phrased it. And I've talked to Mike and I have talked about this. He calls it, he uses the term paranormal PTSD. And I think that's a great way to put it. When you leave a location, you haven't protected yourself properly, and all of a sudden you wake up to, you feel different, your animals are acting weird in the house, things are going wrong, nothing is positive anymore, the day doesn't seem vibrant. So take a listen. I think you'll understand exactly why I picked this clip. So,
I think people need to be careful. I think people need to respect it. I think if people want to go out and pursue it, they absolutely should. But be careful, because it gets real. It gets very real. And like I said before, the romanticism of paranormal investigating goes out the window. And these places can affect you physically. They can affect your private life. They can affect your family. They can affect your everyday living. And I've been burned several times, and I've been burned recently to where I had to really reach down and look down on my own intentions. And so, speaking for myself, I think if people can go at it with a respect, and also a respect for how real it can be, you know, that's my hope. But I know that not everybody's like that either. I know that we have some people out there that are, you know, wowing away with their, you know, their wild, wild west sort of, investigating ways, and we need to be careful. So that's my two cents.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I mean, when I interview new investigators for my team, you know, they come in, and they're like, oh, this is really exciting. I'm really looking forward to this. And then I get into the risks of everything. I'm like, this is what can happen. And you know, it's rare, but it can happen. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, well, I have a daughter at home. I don't want to take the chance of bringing, like, I've had people that have been so excited coming into the meeting. And then by the time I'm done with the risks of what can happen, they're like, well, maybe I should rethink this.
Right. It's not like it is on TV, which everybody sort of sees. And that's awesome. And that's how I fell in love with it too. But you get out there, it's a whole different deal. And I've seen it affect my family. I've seen it affect myself, my living situation. I've had people, things follow me home. You have to deal with that aspect after. And people don't see that. You know, Ghost Stalker was wonderful, but people didn't see the paranormal PTSD that I went through when I went home. Like, I couldn't sleep. I was having nightmares. I couldn't get to bed. I had people around me. It was terrifying. It was a hard time. So, but I learned from it too. But that's, you know, because I'm also crazy, and I'm also jumping into this 110%, and I would not recommend that for everybody. I think go at your own speed, and you know, for most people, go out with professionals, go out with people who know what they're doing and have done this a while and have the right attitude about it. And if you have the right attitude about it, you'll be all right. but, you know, you can get burned. You can.
So, you know, that's curious that you, and I appreciate, and I'm sure Mike does too, that you, you know, that you just told us that you've had stuff follow you home, because I don't think that probably, I don't know, this might seem kind of high, but I don't think that probably 80 to 90% of people who are, even with a couple of years experience, maybe, let's say, understand that that's a real possibility, you know, yeah. until it happens to you.
Yeah. So,
I'm just curious, you know, if you're comfortable talking about it, I mean, can you share, like, what, like, kind of, and just a synopsis, I mean, you don't have to get into any gory details, but kind of just, like, what happened and how you were able to resolve it and stuff like that?
I had, actually, from a place I'm about to go for the next location, years ago, I had 2-3 spirits follow me home from that place. We had gone to, you know, do an event there and scout the location. I'd been there a few times. And as soon as I got back in the car with my buddy, my whole vibe changed, and I became just a mean son of a bitch. We got back to my place, and that's when I noticed a drastic turn in my dog. She began hiding in places she never hid before. She began basically making eye contact with these spirits, sort of like left and right, making, I'd wake up in the morning, and she'd literally be on my chest growling at something over my shoulder. While I slept, it was a terrifying time. They would just harass me, and then I would get so mad and so angry and so pissed because they were making my dog feel this way, which made me feel irritated, which became this like cycle in my house. And it took about 6 months of me sort of realizing that was a cycle, me learning how to break that cycle and not play into it, and not become a participant. And once I did that, it all went away, and they dissipated, and I learned from a lot from that. That was terrifying in its own way, because it was in my own home, and I had no out at times. No matter what I did, no matter how much I smudged, no matter how much I did this or that, they were harassing me and my dog, and she's a little 7-pound dog, and, you know, now I'll get the occasional tagger on, and, you know, they'll come, you know, let me know that they're around by tossing something usually. And then I'll have words and just say, you got to go. You know, it's been cool. And then hopefully it kind of goes away over the time, and then a new one moves in momentarily.
I like the having words comment. That's beautiful.
We have words
and, you know, basically, you know, get the hell out. And
you gotta have words.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right. I've done it myself many times. So yeah.
Ah, great words from Mr. Chad Lindbergh. We're gonna move right along because we're running out of time, and I really, really, really want to get to the promos. We got one more clip left by Mr. Chip Coffee. I mean, does anything more really need to be said? It's Chip Coffee. This is just kind of a funny exchange between us when I was talking about a nickname that I'd wanted to call him, but kind of hesitated on doing so, and ended up saying live on air anyways. So yeah, enjoy. I wanted to come up with a really cool like way to describe you, and what I came up with I thought was pretty funny, but I decided not to. But I asked if it was all right. Because I'm like, I don't want to say something that is going to be taken the wrong way, because you and I don't know each other. And I was like, I don't want to call him or come up with any nicknames of somebody who is far more popular and well-connected than I am. Because it's going to lead to my problems.
What'd you come up with?
I want... Do you really want me to say it? Because I will.
Sure.
Oh, okay. So I was going to call you the Paranormal Scarf Ninja.
I love it. At least you didn't say I was weird AF.
No. Because I was like, well, he's known for scarves, and ninjas are badasses. So, you know, and then paranormal. So I just put it all together.
You could have called me the Paranormal Scarf Queen, and I wouldn't mind that at all either. Whatever you want to say.
I wouldn't have called you that, but
I call myself that sometimes. So I, you know, if I can make fun, I, you know, here's the thing, guys. I take my work very seriously. I don't take myself very seriously at all. People have said, if you knew the things that had been said about me, and sometimes they really hack me off. Notice how I was really good and I didn't use the pee me off word there because you said don't swear on my show. It really hacks me off sometimes. And then I just think to myself, you know, there are a lot more people out there who love you than hate you, so you better be grateful for that. And I just pay the naysayers and the skeptics and those buttholes. I don't pay them any attention much anymore. So at 63 and a half years old, gentlemen, I don't sweat a lot of the small stuff. And if anybody doesn't like me, then stay in your own lane and we'll be good.
That's
funny. And if somebody is not saying something that's going to be malicious or hurtful, if I can't laugh at myself, then I need to grow a pair.
Right, yeah. So I was trying to be funny and clever, but then I was like, yeah.
I think it's funny and clever. I'll send you a scarf. And you too can be a ninja.
There you go. I'm the brick ninja.
The brick ninja?
Yeah.
Wow. That got tossed in my face.
Yeah.
Well deserved. Well played, Dave.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. So we only have about 3 minutes left, unfortunately, because there's so much more that I want to get to. Stupid hour.
Yeah. I know.
So, Chip, just kind of end it. Where can people find you, like your upcoming events?
The best place to find out about all things Chip Coffee is at my own website, chipcoffee.com, chipcoffey.com. There's tabs on there where you can click on private readings and get a private phone reading with me. You can go on and look at the events that I'm slated to appear at. There are links on there to all my social media accounts. So that's basically the best platform to jump on for all things Chip on the internet.
I mean, yeah, I don't know why I played that part. I thought it was like longer. Yeah. That's okay, because we're up to what I think is the main event, which is I think the one of the main things that keeps the show interesting. I think. Well, I guess that was a poor way of putting it, because we're always interesting.
Well,
but,
no, we're absolutely. We're always interesting. So.
Unique. That's the word I was
thinking. There you go.
Not interesting. Unique. And that is our promos. And I know a lot of people have everybody has promos. They have their guests do. But based upon how like every single person that we have asked to do it the way we want to do it is like shocked at the fact that I'm assuming that nobody else has ever asked them to do it. And the first clip that I'm going to play is actually kind of the behind the scenes, because I have to start rolling in order to record them, and so sometimes they don't the person doesn't get it right away, and whatnot, and they have to redo it, and I just let the thing record, and then I clip it. But this is Elizabeth Saint. She was our first guest, first promo. And she was, again, as they all have been, shocked that we wanted to do a more of a passive-aggressive type promo where not only were they would hype the show, but they would insult us at the same time or completely play us down. And I was very, very hesitant to do it. So you're going to hear me say a lot of times, should we do it? And because I thought it would be hilarious. I didn't know if Dave would agree with me, and I didn't know if the guests would like to do it. But I think that after their initial shock and we give them kind of what we wanted to say, what want them to say, they kind of just have a lot of fun with it. So this first one is Elizabeth Saint behind the scenes. You're going to hear her giving her first one, which is the normal, you know, this is Elizabeth Saint. Listen to, you know, the Odyssey Files with Dave and Mike. And then go right into, you know, what other one did you want me to do? And then we talk to her about that.
You're listening to Dave and Mike. Wait, I should say Elizabeth Saint. This is Elizabeth Saint, and you're listening to Dave and Mike of Odyssey Files, the best paranormal radio show to come out of Minnesota yet.
Very nice.
that works, especially since my friend Jerry has another show out of Minnesota. I would love to beat him up on reading. So that works for me. That's just ego talking here.
Oh my god!
Perfect.
What was the other one?
So do we really want her to have her?
Yeah,
you're listening to my, like, you know, like you're listening to my seventh favorite pair of guys on.
No, not seven. So you're like fourth or fifth. So like we're moving up and we're getting to the top. You know, we're growing to the top.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Fourth or fifth?
So we'll say fourth.
Like fourth, yeah. And say something about like moving up. You know, like they're my fourth favorite guys right now. But you know, they're kind of growing on me, and so they're moving up the list or something like that.
Okay.
Like a fungus.
Like a fungus.
Well, don't say like a fungus, no. That's disturbing.
All right.
Oh, I do. I don't know why. I absolutely love that thing. So this is actually what did actually come of that promo.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Saint, and you're listening to Mike and Dave, my fourth favorite paranormal radio show, guys. Duo? Guys. Whatever, it doesn't matter. They're moving up in the ladder. And I love you.
yeah. So, this is the one thing that I found it is hard for them to do, is keep a straight face while they're trying to sound like they're seriously doing this for us. So she couldn't hold it together, which is good, because I think it makes it all that more adorable.
Absolutely,
and I don't use that word lightly.
No, so. it makes it more real. You know, for all of our guests that do it, you know, it makes it it's legitimate, because they're having fun doing it. We're on the receiving end. We're having fun receiving it. I mean, it's just a great. It works really good.
I agree. So the next two I'm going to play them back to back. Because they were on the same show, which is Grant Wilson and Lindsay Center. They again were surprised that when we asked them to do this, and we kind of talked about it and made this plan of what we were going to have each of them say. So I play them all the time, especially Grant. So if you're a longtime listener to the show, you've probably heard it many, many times. So here they are.
Hey, this is Grant Wilson from Ghost Hunters, and if you ever have time that you never want to get back, spend it listening to Mike and Dave on the Odyssey Files.
This is Lindsay with Center Stage Events, and Mike and Dave are the nicest, most talented people I will never have in my roster. They're the top of the bottom.
I changed that. Grant had a hard time keeping it together on that one. You could tell he was laughing during it. So the one guy who surprised me, actually, when it came to these, was, again, Mr. Chris Fleming. We didn't have to tell him to say anything. Like, we were about to. We were trying to think of something. He's like, hold on, let me do this. And just ratted stuff off for, like, the next 5 minutes. I mean, it was crazy how many stuff he was coming off just on the fly.
And it was hilarious.
And it was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Like, I had to shut my mic off.
Yeah.
While I was recording, because I was laughing so hard. So I'm going to play all three of them in a row, the three that were really, really good, because there were some, even in the second one, you're going to hear him do his promo, and then he's going to be like, well, that didn't work. And, I mean, that was great. Like, he was just throwing them out, and then he'd be like, no, I don't like that one. And then he would go on to another one. So I'm going to play all three of them at once, the last one being the one I absolutely love. Except for maybe the premiere of the Ken Bogle ones, which is coming up last. It's probably my favorite one. So I've played it almost every week as much as I possibly can, because I laugh and laugh and laugh. So yeah, enjoy.
Hey, this is Chris Fleming. If you didn't know, two guys got cut from the U.S. Olympic volleyball team, and now they have their own paranormal show called Odyssey Files. Hey, it's Chris Fleming. Listen to Dave and Mike on Odyssey Files, because if you don't, you're going to get abducted. That didn't work. Hey, it's Chris Fleming. More painful than a Tyrannosaurus Rex stepping on your testicle. Listen to Dave and Mike on Odyssey Files.
I love that one. yeah. So, the last one before we get to the Ken Bogle premiere is from Mr. Chip Coffey. He didn't take it as extreme as the other guys have. I think he wanted to keep it more Chip than more us, which is perfectly fine. Still love it. So we're going to play that really quick, and we'll be back.
Hi, everybody. This is Chip Coffee, psychic and medium. I just wanted to let you know that when you're in the mood to get weird, you need to tune in to the Odyssey Files with two of the biggest weirdos I know, David and Michael. Take my advice. It doesn't get any weirder than that.
He called me Michael. I like it.
Called me David. I don't ever get called David.
Did he call you David?
Yeah.
I didn't pay any attention to what he was calling you.
Well, of course not.
I mean, it was only two words before me, but that was all I was focused on.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
Right. So, Ken Bogle, our guest last week, Dave wasn't on for this. You have heard these.
Yes, I played them for you on Saturday.
So he did one during right after the show for us, which I'm going to play first, I think. And then he did one a couple days later because I had these ideas and I'm like, oh, I'm like, Ken, you got to do this one. I'm like, it's flipping hilarious. So I'm going to premiere them both right now, and then we're going to have to go. So, Ken Bogle, everybody.
Hello, everyone. This is Ken Bogle. You know, you hear so many great moments during each and every episode of The Odyssey Files with Dave and Mike, but if I had to really choose my favorite moment, it would have to be when the show was over.
Hi, it's celebrity tarot reader Ken Bogle, and you're listening to The Odyssey Files with Mike and Dave here on the Para-X Network. You're going to love it or not. Either way, I'm not being paid to say this, so I could totally care less.
Yeah! Sorry, that first one was the one he recorded a few days later. So I had it in reverse. But that's okay, because they're still hilarious. So you're going to be hearing those a lot coming up. So our list is growing. I really, really like it. So that does it for us. We actually didn't get to play a few of the clips because we were just running behind on time. In fact, we're even over our time right now. So we want to thank everybody for listening. And we have to go. So everybody have yourselves a very good night.
Bye.